This is Roberta Foster, and welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. Today, I welcome Natalie Abbott to Author's Corner. She and her sister Vera Schmitz wrote the book Dwell Differently, Overcome Negative Thinking with the Simple Practice of Memorizing God's Truth, which is published by Bethany House, and she'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. So our lives are filled with many voices competing for our attention. Negative thoughts are something that we all have to deal with, and so how do we fight against these thoughts? And that's what we're going to find out as we chat with Natalie Abbott today. Welcome to Author's Corner, Natalie.
Hey, Roberta. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So the title of your book is Dwell Differently, and you also have an online community with the same name. So how did you go about creating that, or why did you create that, and why did you write the book?
So Dwell Differently started about 6 years ago. My sister Vera, she was the originator of the idea. And honestly, it wasn't like a, hey, let's help people memorize Bible verses. It was, she was a elite pole vaulter, and she actually went to the Olympic trials twice, which she doesn't usually talk much about, but she was an awesome pole vaulter. And pole vaulting is a head game, and so she used to memorize Bible verses to help her pole vault. And in 2016, when she didn't make the Olympic team, she just went into a really kind of deep depression, honestly. She had kind of trained her whole life for this one thing, and then it didn't happen, and she just found herself not knowing, you know, where she, what she was doing with her life, where she was headed next. And, she just had a lot of anxiety and panic attacks. And I mean, she could hardly get out of bed. And the thing that helped her with pole vaulting, which was memorizing Bible verses, she used to write them on her arm in Sharpie marker, was the very thing that helped her through that season. It was about a year. And I mean, she would record herself speaking Bible scripture to herself. This was kind of before all of the Bible apps that we have right now. And she would just to go to the grocery store, and she would take the first letter of every word in a Bible verse and write it on her arm, because it just kind of was smaller, and she found out that it was actually helping her memorize those verses. And then after she came out of that, she was like, I have got to teach people how to do this. And so she made temporary tattoos with the first letter of every word in a Bible verse. And I think she made like 25 of them, whatever the minimum order was that you could order. Sent them to all of her friends and family. And she was like, well, try this out. See if it helps you memorize a Bible verse. And it worked. And immediately she was like, I've got to do this. I'm going to start making these kits to help people memorize Bible verses. And that's what we do today still. We make temporary tattoos and stickers and key tags and like art prints. We take a Bible verse and we make it into like a really beautiful design. We take those first letters. It's not just like strung into a line, but it's usually in a really beautiful design that has something to do with the verse. And it, when you see that image, it sort of tricks you into remembering what those letters stand for, and it helps you memorize the verse. So, and we have people all over the world who are memorizing with us. We do Instagram, and I always tell people, whenever I do interviews, I'm like, if you don't want to pay for the kit and the membership, don't. It's fine. I just want you to memorize the verses. Go to our Instagram page, which is just Dwell Differently. That's our handle. And lock screen some of those images of the verses, and set that as your phone lock screen. And that is just going to help you. Every time you pick up your phone, if you're seeing that Bible verse and you force yourself to say what it means, you're going to start dwelling on God's word and storing it up in your heart. And, you know, those are the words of God himself for us. How, I mean, what better thing could we be putting into our hearts and into our minds?
So why does it work to quote Bible verses when we are struggling with negative thoughts?
Oh, man. I only know, I became a Christian when I was in college, and I was an English major, so I love words. It wasn't like somebody said to me, you need to start memorizing Bible verses. It was, I was reading the Bible for the first time as a believer. And I mean, I read the Bible actually for about a year and a half before I became a believer, but that's a whole other story. And I loved the words in the Bible, and there were so many of them that I'm like, I just have to write this stuff. So I would write it down like on a note card or slip of paper, put it in my pocket, and try to memorize them because I just needed those words. I needed that truth in my life, especially coming out of a non-Christian lifestyle where I was just kind of doing whatever I wanted to do. And, you know, I needed to know what God said. I needed to know it for truth in my heart. And so like Romans 12:1 was one of the first verses that I memorized. And it was, therefore, brothers and sisters, I urge you in view of God's mercy to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. This is your spiritual act of worship. Then you will know what God's will is, good, pleasing, and perfect will. And I'm like, I want to know what God's will for my life is. And more than that, I want to give my life to Jesus. And so memorizing that was really helpful to me because it allowed me to consider myself rightly when I thought about myself. And since then, you know, there have been so many times when I've memorized verses for different seasons in my life. And some of them we share in our book. And I just think when you have those words to say to yourself, for instance, if you're feeling insecure, in our book, we have you memorize Jeremiah 17:7, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. If that's what you're saying to yourself, that I will be blessed, I put my confidence in the Lord, then when insecurity, when those thoughts happen, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, man, I'm looking old or tired or saggy or whatever it is, you can say to yourself, that's not where my confidence is. My confidence is in the Lord. And because of that, I am blessed. So that's how it works, really. It's quite simple. I think it's a very biblical concept for us to fix God's words in our hearts and our minds.
Absolutely.
And there's so much fruit in it for us.
Well, today I'm talking with Natalie Abbott about the book Dwell Differently, Overcome Negative Thinking with the Simple Practice of Memorizing God's Truth. It's published by Bethany House, and you are listening to Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster. As a reminder, if you miss any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can just go to your favorite podcast provider or through KNEO.org. You use the word truth a couple of different times earlier, and that is what also really got my attention in looking at your book, is that your chapters each include the word truth, or most of them anyway. The truth, we need the truth, truth to ground you, and truth for any trouble, and truth for all time, and how the truth in understanding these various Bible verses is explained, not just how to memorize it, because it's truth that puts aside the negative thoughts, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It for sure is.
What truth did you find to be most helpful as you were learning to overcome negative thoughts?
Well, you know, it's funny. So when you write a book, you know, you write it and then months and months and months go by and they have all this time. It's gone away from you for a long time. And then when I received my author copy of it, I'm like, you know, I'm going to flip back through here because I have all these interviews now and I need to refresh what it is that I actually said. And I didn't write every chapter. Vera wrote every other chapter. So I just was reading back through. And it's interesting how certain truths, when I wrote them, felt more significant to me than they do now. So I would say that the chapter that is most, when I reread it, I was like, oh, I need this right now, is truth when you need rest. And it's the words of Jesus from Matthew 11:28. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And it is, I have four kids at home, five total kids, one's in college, and we are in track season and soccer season, and we are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. And it's so important for me to have this verse where I can remind myself that my rest isn't found in my circumstances. My rest is found in Jesus. And I can have rest when my life is busy because my, you know, I'm not depending on, you know, the lack of busyness to be sort of my rest. It's not about a vacation. It's not about time off. It's about finding that soul rest that we all desperately long for. And we can only find that in Jesus.
Well, Well, at the end of the chapter, you also have a section that's called Apply the Truth. So tell us why you include that.
Well, because I'm actually more of a Bible study teacher.
Okay.
Ever since I became a Christian, it was like right away I started doing a Bible study with somebody, and I've never stopped. I love doing Bible studies. I love interacting with the Bible, and I think when you, it's one thing when you read something where you're like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I wish that were true of me or whatever. But it's a whole other thing when you get to the end of a chapter to have some questions there to help you sort of synthesize or personalize what it is you're reading. So I would recommend for anybody who buys this book to actually sit down, buy like a composition notebook from Walmart. It'll cost you a dollar. And then write your thoughts, write the answers to some of the questions, or maybe you have your own thoughts that you're thinking as you're reading the book. And I'm a pencil in hand kind of reader. So I'm always underlining stuff and circling stuff and highlighting things and coming back to them, because I think that, you know, the reality is this book isn't the thing. God's word is the thing. Getting God's word into your heart and mind, that is the thing. And applying it to your life is so important. So if you can spend some time personally engaging with those verses that you're learning, because I think hopefully they're easy enough for people to remember with these designs that that my sister created. They're absolutely awesome. They're really cool. And actually, the other thing I should tell you is that we have QR codes at the end of every chapter so that you can download free lock screens for your phone and for your watch or your desktop or whatever, so that you can actually have that, again, like I was saying about the lock screens earlier, so that you're actually remembering those verses and helping train yourself in that, because ultimately, like I said, the book is hopefully a helpful tool, but God's word is really the thing that we're hoping that people will come away with.
Some people say it's difficult to memorize scripture, but I think part of that is because they put them on a time restriction. Like, I have to learn this, you know, before next week. And then that seems hard, right? Whereas memorizing the scripture, there's no deadline, is there?
No, and the nice thing about this book and what we do at Dwell Differently is we really do one verse at a time. At Dwell Differently, we do one verse a month. So all month long, we're talking about the same verse, which you might think would get really old. But here's the glory of God's word. We always get to the end of the month, and I'm like, man, I wish we could have talked about this or that. Because it's just so rich, and the applications are so significant. And, you know, like a verse like I just said about Jesus making that invitation, you know, you want to know the context of that. You want to know what else he's saying around that. You want to know what the idea of biblical rest means. And you want to be able to, like, really engage with that. So, you know, all month long, we just do one verse, and it's powerful. So don't be discouraged if you feel like you haven't memorized very much or you have trouble memorizing Bible verses. I would just say to your listeners that, you know, just a couple of words, even just a phrase from God's word, is so powerful and so transformative that when you're going through something really significant or really hard, like there's a verse that we memorize, it's cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. It's from 1 Peter 5:7. That's a really small verse, but man, there are times when I'm anxious where I say that to myself, like, Jesus cares for me. I can give him the things I'm worried about.
Amen.
And it's just, it's a very freeing thing to have, again, that truth in you when it feels like everything is spinning and you don't know what to do. You can say to yourself, no, Jesus cares for me. I can give him all of my anxieties.
Well, today I've been talking with Natalie Abbott, who co-wrote the book Dwell Differently, Overcome Negative Thinking with the Simple Practice of Memorizing God's Word. She co-wrote that with her sister, Vera Schmidt. And so, Natalie, tell our listeners how people can find out more about this book and your online community, Dwell Differently.
You know, I think probably the easiest thing would be to go to dwelldifferently.com. That's our website. And on it, we have all kinds of free resources. We have a podcast that we do. We write free devotionals. We have links to our book and just all the things that we have going on. If you're not a website kind of gal, you could probably go to, if you're an Instagram person, Our Instagram handle is Dwell Differently. That's another place where we show up almost every day and give posts to help encourage you in your faith and help you memorize the verse that we're memorizing that month.
So one more time, the book is Dwell Differently, Overcome Negative Thinking with the Simple Practice of Memorizing God's Truth, written by Natalie Abbott and Vera Schmitz. We want to thank Bethany House for giving us a copy of the book to talk about. And Natalie, it's been a real pleasure talking with you today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Roberta.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast platform or through KNEO.org. I'm Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join me again next time.
God's Word speaks truth. God's Word speaks life. And God's Word speaks to us today. Hi, I'm Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. Each week, we explore God's Word together on In the Shadow of Your Wings, a radio broadcast on KNEO. Tune in each Saturday at 6:45 p.m. to hear the show. And if you ever miss it, you can always view the archive online at kneo.org. We also have the program available as a podcast as well, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. It's available from Sky High Podcast Network. I invite you to check out the show and learn more about our incredible God and how He cares for you. You can trust Him. You can depend on Him, and you can rest in the shadow of His wings.